Residents say a 10-kilogram bag of flour that used to cost 2,500 South Sudanese pounds a few days ago has jumped to 4,000 South Sudanese pounds. Traders say they are forced to pay a high import tax at the Nimule border crossing point and must cover those costs to earn a profit. Juba Town resident Sarah Gandhi says she spends more than she earns to put food on the table. Gandhi has stepped into a community of young women who can no longer afford to put food on the table.
I used to buy tomatoes at 500 SSP, but if you go into a market today, a kilo will go for 1,000, and that clearly tells us that the price has doubled. Onions that used to be at 500 SSP a kilogram is now at 700 to 800 SSP. Now tell me, if you are to have a decent meal as a family, would you afford that? Of course not.
Juba resident Jagai James says it's nearly impossible to feed her 5 children and pay other expenses with the higher prices.
The salary is not even enough to solve the problem of a child. Children will not be educated and the number of street children is going to increase. We, the mother, have nothing to do. We run up and down trying to work, but the money is not enough. We want the government to intervene because the prices of basic commodities increase daily. We have now resorted to one meal a day.
Justin Vera Michael, a father of 5 in Juba's Gudele neighborhood, says although there is relative peace now, people are still suffering due to soaring prices and unpaid salaries.
We thought things would be better and we would be free if peace comes, but things are very expensive in the market.
Nankumba Aisha, a Ugandan trader at Freedom Market, says the jump in food prices was triggered by higher transportation costs and commodity prices in Uganda.
Most of the goods we are bringing them from Uganda, most of them from Uganda. So prices in Uganda have increased. Thus, you cannot sell something. You have to first budget it. And no, I bought it this price, I'm selling it this price. The taxes in Uganda, people are complaining of. The taxes are high. Petrol is high. That's what we are hearing. That's why things are very expensive now, like soap and sugar.
Aisha says the depreciation of the local currency also discourages traders from importing food, causing the supply chain network to stale. For VOA News, I am Sheila Pony in Juba.